My friends, lessons and studies and seminars are conducted all the time in various locations around the state of Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, and in Alabama. You're invited to those events as you hear and read of them because you are the students that are to be influenced by the teaching, and the various questions that you raise are those questions answered that will help your spiritual growth in the Bible. We trust that we will have those answers, biblically speaking, because of the many years of experience that I've enjoyed. I am now closing out 55 years of ministerial work. Looking forward in August of this year to the beginning of 56 of those years. I've had the benefit of wonderful Bible teachers throughout the years and wonderful biblical information looking at the context as well as the definition of words as well as the spiritual application that is made in each one of those passages of Scripture. May I ask of you in your biblical study to follow the same pattern? Look for the definition of those words you read. Look at the context in which those words are found. And look at the application of those words. If you're reading back in the book of Genesis, for example, you should not be thinking regarding your building an ark for the saving of your soul from the flood that's to come, like Noah in Genesis 6, who obeyed God as what he was commanded, Genesis 6:22, in every precept that God had ordered. You will apply that to that patriarch age. That's the context of the statements made by God to Noah. In regard to this, the application is that if Noah did not prepare that ark, he would not have been spared from that flood. Now here's the application further for you and me today. If we do not follow the teaching of Jesus, Jesus said in John 8:31, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If we do not continue in his word, we'll not know the truth and we'll not be made free. If we do not follow Jesus' words, we'll stand in account to the judgment. Jesus said, as reference to this matter, in John 12:48, he that rejects me and receives not my word hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. John 12:48, tells us that the word of Jesus will judge us in the last day. And verse 49 tells us, these words are not my own. They're the words of the Father. He gave me the words and the commandments that I should speak unto you. Thus the word of the Heavenly Father and the word of his Son Jesus Christ are the words by which we will be judged at the last day. Let's consider the context of those words. Let's look at the definition of the word judge and the word accountable. And the word in regard to the meaning of that word. And once we see the accountability of that word, and we look at the context of it, and realize we're to obey the words of Jesus today, then it is the case that we ought to get busy with making the personal application of that to our lives. Thank you for your studies with us, and enjoying these studies I am with you. And we at the Crockett Church of Christ invite you to our regular services. Of course, there are a lot of activities at the Crockett Congregation, youth activities. We sing songs with them every Sunday morning before I get up to preach. We have a special youth day in February every year. Another big youth occasion every third Sunday, we have a youth devotional time 30 minutes before our regular 6 o'clock service at 5:30. We have activities for adults. Bible study classes for all ages are involved. A special ladies' class on Tuesdays meets at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The studies that we do on Sundays and Wednesday nights are from the biblical base, and as a result of that, we're a part of that life. Benevolent activities are not shuttered by us. Benevolent activities of food and clothing and opportunities to help people right and left, helping them not to promote a lifestyle, but to help them to do better. And in life, and to make up the problems and difficulties that they have to help them out of those pits and those troubles. That's the information that we extend from the Crockett Congregation. Come and visit us. We're located 7 miles due west of Senatobia, Mississippi, on Highway 4. The Crockett MS Church of Christ, which now you're listening to, is a website furnished by the Crockett Congregation for listeners around the world. Thank you for listening to us today. God bless you. This is Robert Rawson speaking.